Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, the man charged with the murder of his wife, whose remains were discovered years later in a shallow grave, has been released from custody after securing a bond. Barry Morphew was formally charged with first-degree murder this past summer in connection with the death of his wife, Suzanne, who went missing on Mother's Day 2020. Her remains were uncovered in 2023, buried in a shallow grave in a field during an unrelated investigation. Previously, Barry faced charges related to his wife's death in 2021, but those charges were dropped just 2 weeks prior to the start of his trial. Earlier this month, a judge declined to reduce Barry's bond, which is set at $3 million, but did amend the conditions to allow for a cash surety or property bond rather than cash only. As part of his release conditions, Barry must adhere to strict house arrest, surrender his passport, and is prohibited from consuming alcohol or drugs. He also will be monitored with an ankle bracelet. Barry was released from the Alamosa jail on Friday after engaging a bondsman who provided at least 10% of the bond amount, as reported by the Colorado Springs News. Suzanne Morphew disappeared from the Maysville area on May 10, 2020. 3 years later, investigators discovered her body in an area in the San Luis Valley. A 2024 autopsy report said Suzanne Morphew died of unspecified means, but ruled it a homicide. While there is no indication of trauma in her remains, a drug cocktail used to tranquilize wildlife was found in one of her bones, the report said. Prosecutors and law enforcement say they remain committed to seeking justice for Suzanne Morphew. Prosecutors allege that Barry, Suzanne's husband, was the only person in the region who had access to that tranquilizer cocktail that was found in her system post-death.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
And now to Florida. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd announced that nearly 250 people are facing significant charges following a week-long undercover operation aimed at combating human trafficking and illegal immigration. The Polk County Sheriff's Office reported that its detectives collaborated with various sheriff's offices, police agencies, as well as Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, resulting in the arrest of a total of 246 suspects, including the arrest of a law enforcement recruit.
The good news is we caught him soon when he was soliciting sex, because otherwise, had he been able to keep his composure, he would have been a law enforcement officer. His job was to counsel at-risk children. And at-risk children are traditionally those that are the easiest and the most vulnerable to be groomed.
Among those arrested, 99 people were charged with soliciting prostitutes, 111 suspects were charged with attempting to engage in prostitution, 10 victims of human trafficking were provided support, 20 suspects face prostitution-related charges, including transporting a prostitute. There were 15 suspects charged with traveling to meet a minor. During a press conference on Friday, Judge revealed that 219 of the suspects were residents of Florida, while the remaining were from 11 other states and Puerto Rico.
Miranda Connor, a stay-at-home mom of two, calls her own mom asking for her help. Her mom sends rent money, but that's the last contact they have. February 3 this year, Connor's picked up by an Uber and driven to a location in Federal Heights, Colorado, to meet someone. She was seen in the early morning hours that day, but never goes home. Her roommate files a missing persons report with Denver cops. Connor's phone pings in the area around 4 a.m. the next day. The phone's later found abandoned near the complex where she's last seen. Foul play suspected. A $2,000 reward offered. Connor last seen wearing a purple sweater and a gray puffer jacket. She has an OK hand symbol on her right forearm and a Winnie the Pooh on her left shoulder. A tiger on her left forearm. If you have info on Miranda Connor, please contact Denver PD 720-913-2000 or Federal Heights PD 303-428-8833.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.